Shalom. This is part four of What is Heaven?
It's against the law to be poor. Exodus 30, verse 15. Read.
The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord Yahweh to make an atonement for your soul.
What does this tell? When it comes to money, you have to give the same. Poor man has to give the same amount to Yahweh that the rich man gives. No mercy for being poor. Well, see, I can't afford. Well, you can't afford to live in heaven with me either. That's your problem. You can't afford to live in heaven. The poor man has the same requirement as the rich. What do you mean you don't have it? Well, I'm poor. My job didn't. I'm not. Well, maybe you better go get five jobs then. Well, I ain't gonna work that hard for nobody. Well, enjoy hell then. You sure not gonna live in heaven. Maybe you better find out what Feast of Weeks is all about. See, the Feast of Weeks means you're supposed to get wealthy from your hand. Bring a tribute and free will offering from your own hand. So you got to get up and go to work and sow some seed, and you won't have to worry about being able to give. You'll be able to give what any rich man can give. Oh yeah. You won't be poor. When you're able to give the same as a rich man with supreme happiness, you are rich too. That means you must eliminate your poverty-stricken condition in order to be approved by Yahweh. Because see, you just can't give less than the rich man. That means you have to be rich too to give what he gives. Huh? Shock? Anybody shocked? Find out that Yahweh requires you to be rich, and if you're poor, you're not his man. You just can't live with Yahweh poor. What a revelation. And I was raised up to hear this all my life. I'd rather have a poor man's problem than have a rich man. Some will say the statement. I'd rather have a poor man sleep than a rich man's problem or something. Something stupid. Huh? What was it? I'd rather have a poor man's happiness than a rich man's problem. How can a poor man be happy? I haven't seen a happy poor man in my life. He looked sad, he looked hungry, he looked pitiful, he looked dirty, shoes run over, no house to live in, if it's in a shack, lights off, no running water, toilet outdoors, don't even have a jackass to ride somewhere. And you gonna tell me a poor man is happy? Heaven is supreme happiness. That eliminates the poor man right there.
Leviticus 14:21. Read.
And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waived, to make an atonement for him, and one-tenth deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering and a log of oil.
Keep reading.
And two turtle doves or two young pigeons, such as he is able.
Hold it right there.
See, to have all this other stuff, he has to be somewhat able. That's a lot of stuff to have for a poor man. I mean, he got to be huffing to come up with a lamb. See, when he can't get much, say he's a trespasser. A trespasser is a lawbreaker. And that means he's not at one with Yahweh. He is in serious trouble. And there's no excuse made for you being poor. You got to get up and get Abel and get something. You got to go find Abel. And Abel is dead. To a poor man, Abel is dead. See, Abel has to be resurrected in your life before you can get anything. As long as you're unable, you can't come up with nothing. Proverbs 2:16. Read.
To deliver thee from the strange woman.
See, when you are under a strange philosophy, strange woman, Babylon, the whore. Right. Babylon, the whore, is the woman. In verse 17, your problem is you've forgotten your covenant with Yahweh. Why did you forget your covenant with Yahweh? Because you are bound by the strange Babylonian woman. Her teaching. Strange means unfamiliar teaching. Unfamiliar mentality. And you see, to be delivered from a woman, can you imagine a man being bound by a woman and a strange woman at that? I mean, your whole mind, manhood is gone. This happened to Solomon. Your manhood is gone when a strange woman can give you her philosophy and teaching and bind you and cause you to forget your God and your covenant and agreement with your own God who demands that you be rich. You suffer poverty when you are bound and need deliverance. In physical strength and psychological ability, the poor are impaired and they become helpless. Before Satan could subdue and hold Job in captivity, he destroyed his wealth. Job was the greatest man and the richest man in the East. But what Satan did in order to hold him captive in a strange land was take all his wealth from him. Took all his wealth, all his children. That means he was unable to pass on his knowledge of wealth to his future. He was cut off. See, even if they take your wealth, but if your children have the knowledge of your wealth and how you acquire, keep, and sustain your wealth, they'll instantly come right back with it. So Satan know how to do a job. That's the job he did on you. He took your wealth, knowing that when you become poor, you'll be his captive and cannot enter heaven. You can't keep a poor mind and go into heaven. Don't you see it? Job 34. I'm rolling as fast as I can. Job 34, verse 28. Read.
So that they caused the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted.
Verse 27 tells you why you're poor and afflicted. Because you turned back from Yahweh and would not consider his ways. That's what's wrong with the black man of America and the black man of the world, whole wide world. When you go to Panama, it's our black brothers that are Hebrews dropped off. Guatemala is black. Nicaragua is black. These are our people brought into captivity from the shores of what is today called Africa, our Hebrew brethren. And all men of dark skin who are suffering on the planet Earth, it's because they have forgotten the ways of Yahweh. Turn their back on Yahweh, will not even consider any of the ways of Yahweh. So that they cause the cry of the poor to come to Yahweh. And I'm promised in this verse to come to you when I hear your affliction. I hear your cry. So here I am. to do something about it. Change your condition from poverty to riches, so you can enter heaven. Am I doing it? Psalms 82, verse 3, read.
Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy.
4.
Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
That's where the poor and the needy is. Next verse, read.
They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
You read 82, Psalms 82, 6, but see, you didn't read this. So now, the defender, your defender, is here. Yahweh ben Yahweh is your defender. I am the defender of the poor. I'm letting you know you can't enter heaven and be poor, but see, you are not doomed to stay poor. Someone is here to deliver you from your poverty. And the wicked are the ones who hold you in a poor condition. I'm here to do justice for you. And I'm here to deliver all the poor and all the needy. And rid all of the poor and the needy out of the hand of the wicked. That's what I'm here to do. And just as I have taken those of you that are here now from a poor state of mind, which resulted in a poor physical condition, and I brought you to a rich state of thinking, which translates into physical riches, proving that I can do this for all of my people who receive me and believe on me and follow me. I'm here to make you rich. But I have to first show you that I am, that I'm rich. Your deliverer, redeemer, Messiah has done it for you. But I'm working to bring your mind up out of the terrestrial into the celestial so that you can become one of the elders of Israel, so that you can become the boss, the employers, the suppliers. A poor man is a destitute man, and a destitute man cannot enter heaven. A poverty-stricken man cannot enter heaven. An impoverished man cannot enter and live in heaven. A penurious man cannot enter and live in heaven. An impecunious man cannot enter or live in heaven. You are impecunious without Yahweh. Black people of America, you are destitute, poverty-stricken, impoverished, penurious, impecunious. My people are beggars, and a beggar red cannot enter and live in heaven. You are pauper. You've been pauperized. You, my people, have been pauperized, and no pauper can enter or live in heaven. Can't even enter heaven. Forget about residence. Have you ever noticed that a great, huge percentage of our people are happy living in the ghetto? Living in a slum, dwelling with the rats and the roaches? Everything dirty and filthy and falling apart. Have you noticed? They don't have a problem with that. I mean, they live there like that is natural. When you walk up to the door, the funk almost knock you a block back. And they walk right on in like nothing is wrong. Anybody ever been to a house like that? I have. I mean, do you see, don't you ask the people living there if you've been friends for a while, say, don't you smell something? And what do they say?
No.
No, what? What's the state of your mind? You have an indigent mind, a penniless mind. And a penniless mind and an indigent mind cannot enter heaven. I'm talking about your mental state. And these are the devil's angels that are living inside your house. You have a needy mentality. You have a necessitous mind. And no necessitous-minded person can enter heaven. Your mind is bad off. And nobody bad off can enter heaven. See, you'll make heaven look bad off. Yeah, if we allow one of you in with that's bad off, you'll start a bad off family. And next thing I know, you'll have a bad off neighborhood in heaven. And I walk around, all of a sudden I see a bad off community. See why we can't let you in? Some of you are not only bad off, you badly off. Even worse than bad off. Can't enter heaven. If some of you have a pinched mentality. Yeah, you know, pinched. Tied it up. Squeezed together. Don't flow and be free and flexible. Can't enter heaven. Some of you have a strained mentality. Your mind is under a strain. How you gonna help anybody under a strain? I can't quite pay you now, Yahweh. I know I'm supposed to give tithes, offerings, and all kinds of things, but see, I'm under a strain. And what do you think you're gonna do on Heavenly Avenue? You'll turn it and you'll rename the street to Strain Street. This is your mind. You have a distressed mind. Your mind is distressed. Distressed. De-stressed. Under stress. You lower the stress. Can't enter heaven. Some of your minds are hard up. You ever been hard up? Didn't know how you were gonna make it? Now what could you do in heaven, hard up? Think on these things. Is that my people?
Yes.
Black folk in America are hard up. Black folk are hard up in a lot of places of the world. But I have to straighten you out first. They'll be glad for me to come when they see me straighten you out in America. See, even hard up folk on islands know they're still better off than you. They got an island. They may be hard up on the island, but they say, this is my island. You don't have anything to claim. You don't even say, this is my ghetto. You just claim to be hard up. You are financially embarrassed. It's embarrassing to have financial problems. You are financially embarrassed. Now what you gonna help God do in heaven? You'll embarrass heaven if they let you in. Huh? Everybody in heaven will be embarrassed when you come. Here come old, financially embarrassed. I know what they're gonna do. They're gonna do ask me for something. Don't have nothing to give, but here they come on the beg. Been financially embarrassed all in life. Everybody in the family is financially embarrassed. They come from a financially embarrassed family. Just downright embarrassing. See you coming. Nobody be home. You hear everybody talking to you, knocked on the door. Can't go to heaven. You better hope the end doesn't come when you out of cash. Because people out of cash can't go to heaven. And you have an out of cash mind. Why else do you not have any cash? Because of your mind. If you had the right kind of mind, you'd have some cash. All the time. You can't have cash every now and then. See, cash on payday is not cash. Cash is one of those long accounts. One of those long bank accounts. And you can give to Yahweh whatever Yahweh requires and don't feel strapped, hard up, and out of cash. Strained, strapped, bad off and stuff. You're in trouble trying to go to heaven. You say, I need a little money. I'm running a little short. See, short folk can't go to heaven. You have to be tall. Tall money. Tall mind. Can't have no short mind. Some of you have a skinny mind. Skint mind. Just skin. Nothing on it. Nothing in it. Your pocket is skint. See, I'm just, check out my pocket. I'm skint. Can't go to heaven. You broke? Forget it. Broke? Forget it. Who, you tell me who loves broke folk besides, even broke folks don't like broke folks. You go around, boy, being broke folk or curse another broke man right out. You ain't no good. He broke too. Talking about the other broke fella. You ought to have something sometime. How many admit that a broke man is catching hell? All these kind of folk are in hell. Y'all were too smart to let you bring hell to heaven. Some of you are not only broke, you dead broke. Have you ever heard some people confess? I'm dead broke. Tonight we found out, this week we found out you really are dead. No wonder you broke. No wonder there's a need for a resurrection, a getting up morning. Well, I've had a ball. I hope you understand poor folk can't go to heaven. Hope you understand where heaven is. It's in the mind. You need a new mind, huh? This to me is the best feast of weeks, the best feast in my life. I enjoy sharing my energy with you.
This concludes part 4 of What is Heaven?
Loading. One moment, please. The new Yahweh Ben Yahweh website now offers the latest in streaming technology to aid you in your study of the laws and teachings of Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Visit yahwehbenyahweh.com and learn about the Tetragrammaton, the meaning of the crucifixion, and how to keep the Sabbath. YahwehBenYahweh.com is your home for truth and insight. Read about Operation Word War and how you can work to balance justice. Shalom.